There he is.
Just in time.
Just in time.
Okay, so it's Monday, May 13th, 2024. It's 7:03 p.m. This is a meeting of the Parks and Rec Commission of the City of Durf.
Hey. And I will start with roll call. John Bittman.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill.
Here.
Heather Buten. Jose Rivera. Michael Kelleher.
Here.
Diane Smith. Can you hear us, Diane? You there, Diane?
You may be muted.
Diane? She might be muted. I'm going to mark her as present because we heard her voice once
already.
Right. We've got five members. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. All right. Acceptance of the minutes from
I stole the one that was on the table, but we'll share. I want to add to the agenda additions or deletions to the agenda.
Right.
You want to add that.
Right.
And then we want to add the February and March.
The February and March acceptance of minutes.
Because we didn't do it last month because we didn't have a
because
quorum.
Because we didn't have a quorum.
Okay. So with that addition, go ahead, carry on.
Okay, carry on. So we'll minutes for Monday, February 12th. Everybody had a chance to read them.
Members can abstain.
Yes.
Okay.
There we are.
I'll make a motion to approve them as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Minutes for Monday, March 11, 2024. Everybody had a chance to read them. Have a motion to accept the minutes.
I'll make the motion, though I can't verify their accurate. I'll make the motion.
Second?
Oh, you want to hear that one? Okay. All right.
Thought you were.
Yeah.
So, roll call, President Booster.
Correct. Yeah, you were here.
Last month.
Last month, you were
here. Last month,
we didn't have one. Yes. We didn't have a meeting.
We didn't have a meeting.
I guess there wasn't a meeting today.
Okay.
I didn't
gather. All in favor accepting the minutes for Monday, March 11th?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
April 8th, you just want to put it on file.
Correct. April 8th, because we didn't have a quorum, but we did have discussions. Anybody need a copy of it? Okay. Moving on.
Diane, welcome aboard. Any questions, just chime in.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, at least one of us is a gentleman.
Age before beauty.
Yes. Okay. Public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
No, Richard.
We don't see anybody stand there.
Anybody from the public wish to speak? Hearing none? None. Correspondence?
None.
None. Okay. Director's report.
Okay. So I gave you my update and progress report that I shared with the Board of Aldermen.
All right.
So I will follow the lead of this because that's what we're going to talk about anyway.
Right.
Okay. So first thing that I mentioned in this was report was we have, we think, a solidified $50,000 worth of rental gains paid in Ryan Field.
Right.
Okay. So we have, we just picked up five games from the Valley Generals football team that put us over the 50,000 mark. We haven't collected any of these monies yet. The first game is June 29th.
Right.
So we're a ways away from the actual activity, except for the Ansonia youth soccer program that is practicing now and going very well. They rented our field. They will be finished in like the end of June. So that we fit that in real easily. And they're loving the fact that they're on the turf. I want to see what happens when they finish this program, because I don't think they're ever going to want to leave what they have now with us. It's really easy to accommodate them, by the way. They come weeknights, 6:30. We're done with everything. And it's going real well. So we're about halfway through with that. We do have the Ole soccer program's going to, they allotted $20,000 for us. what they're doing, that includes 10 games at Ryan Field, which will take up $15,200 of their money, but that leaves $4,800, which they are using for rental at Whitted Park. So we haven't had any activity for them yet at Ryan Field. However, they've been up at Whitted Park for a month, and that's going rather well. They run our youth soccer program, which has been a shot in the arm for the program, which we were really struggling with. And we know that we struggle with all our programs, soccer as well. But they are on the rebound, and this Ole soccer group has assisted in them improving, you know, what they're doing with the kids. Okay, we're finishing up spring schedule. We got a couple weeks left to high school.
Right.
So all went pretty well. We got a couple weeks, three more games at Ryan Field. We've been holding off on the firemen playing there on Monday night because they're going to wait for the Derby High School schedule to be completed. And the target day for them to start at Ryan Field is June 6th. The community center is busy as heck. We're averaging 100 swim lessons a week. The basketball court is always being used. We have some pretty serious concerns with our neighborhood. It's getting warm, and we're nervous because, you know, we have to be. There's a lot of activity around there at the store and just the area.
We need the mayor to talk to the chief of police or something.
Well, so far, so good. Okay. And not really. Okay. Because it's kind of pretty nuts. But they've had a cop parked across the street next to the church.
By the green
room. All night. Okay. Because they have to.
Yeah.
So, but that's what's going on. And we've got kids. Little kids, 5-year-olds, 6, 7, 8, coming in with their parents. It's not good. It's not good. Now, I'm telling you, we do these swim lessons, and we do a lot of them. And I'm telling you, there's people that never come back because of...
What percentage would you say probably never come back?
That's hard to say. 20? You know, I don't know, put a percentage on it. But for sure, you know, I mean, people, they get nervous. They intimidate people.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, really, really don't bother people, but it's just the fact that they're there.
The look, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't hang around the building.
Yeah. And it's a tough crowd. It's a tough crowd. They deal. They're not going to interrupt that stuff. Nobody yeah. does that anymore. There's a whole bunch of crimes that we don't really even bother with.
Yeah.
And that's across the country. That's everybody. All the low-level crimes, they just don't arrest people for anymore because it's not worth it, to be honest with you.
Especially if they're younger. They just get released.
Yeah.
And you never see them.
Yeah. Okay. I mentioned here the capital request. I don't think there's anything happening there, right? It would be great if we could put some money into the basketball courts up at the Picnic Grove because obviously that's busy.
Yeah,
I'm sure. And it's a little, it's rough. It needs some help. But I don't know. If we don't have any money, that won't happen.
I haven't been up there in a while. How is Bradley Field?
Bradley Field is fine. It's short on clay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. honestly, it could use 3 or 4 truckloads of clay. And we had a suitor who was going to buy us three truckloads of clay, which would have cost $7,500. But we couldn't really pull the trigger because
I thought we did.
We were gonna, and listen, when you're dealing with these groups, you have, listen,
we have limited time when they
could. There's a window.
Yeah.
There's a window. If you don't connect, listen, these guys will be back. I know who they are. They'll be back, and that offer may come again.
Yeah.
And if it does, we should do it because we need it, and we don't have the money. Okay, so, and all we do is trade field time for it. So we can do it, but we couldn't get it done. And they call up, these programs, they'll call 20 places. You know what I'm saying? They throw the mud against the wall and hope one of them sticks. So they moved on to another place, obviously. Otherwise, you know, they'd still be knocking on the door. But it's okay because they're not completely gone. And I suspect that we'll hear from them again, if not somebody else. So it's not really a big deal that we missed out on that clay, because we may not miss out on it anyway. Okay, so next we got recreation receivables. Right now we're closing in on, well, that was the number a few days ago or a week ago. We're around $90,000 right now. And that's without collecting any.
I was going to say that's without the 20.
The 50.
Yeah.
None of that so far. But that's the football team is going to be coming to see me this week. And they're going to pay for their first game, which is a month and a half from now. But they're going to do it anyway, which is fine. And none of these rentals are asking for any modifications. They're paying the money. So good there. Nobody needs to come to the alderman and ask for nothing, which is good. The last thing I got something we've got to talk about. I want to mention that, you know, it's been a real tough, challenging year for me and our budget, and I am limping to the finish line. I will get there, and we'll be fine. I don't need to ask for any money. I need to transfer a bunch of money, but I have to transfer. So that'll happen at the end of May. I don't transfer until the end of May because then I don't know. At least I know that the money I'm transferring I won't need. Because if you transfer it too early, I've done that. That's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last thing I wanted to talk about, which could actually end up with some discussion here. So Hayden Ryanfield, Ryan Complex, 5 years old, give or take.
Right?
Okay. So first time in its existence, pretty much, is we are witnessing wear and tear on the turf. Okay. We've got approximately $20,000 worth of work, and put a number on it, a finance number. It includes what we found was the baseball field / softball field. We had to swap out the batter's box area for the right hand, left hand catcher, because what we're finding out on our baseball softball field is the areas where we wear spikes is not
regular spikes on turf.
Because we had to, all right? It was a big to-do. You might remember this.
I remember that.
It was a
big solar spikes on turf.
No. Well,
but I thought, but they called the guy that made the turf, or how'd that work out?
Well, how it worked out was the CIAC told us that if we don't permit spikes on our turf, we forfeit every home game.
But it costs us money.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, it just costs us money.
Well, this is the deal.
I can tell you, they don't put the spikes on Strong Field in Madison. They play football there. That's why I know the coach. He plays on a softball team down there. Their fields.
Yeah. Well, and listen, our football players don't wear spikes either.
Right.
Okay. And nobody does, other than the baseball team.
Oh, I thought you meant everybody. I'm sorry.
No.
Everybody was
it's just the baseball.
Just our.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we have at the baseball field is we wore out the batter's area, right?
Yeah.
And thank God we had a whole new carpet that we purchased when we bought everything, right? So we slipped that in. We had to pay for it, but, you know, I mean, we didn't have to buy a new one.
Yeah.
But these things are lasted 4 years, 5 years. You got to remember, we had 2 years of COVID. So our activity in those 5 years, two of those years was kind of like not much, but it's obviously right now it's real busy, and this is going to be a regular thing. Okay, we have track ailments that need to be repaired. We have a problem at the pole vault that needs to be repaired. It adds up to about $20,000, right? But what I want to say is, this is just starting.
Right.
This whole place is synthetic. You know what I'm saying?
Which I, it's which gonna, we bitched about and saying we got to start putting money away 4 years ago.
Yeah.
From the beginning. 4 years we've been telling we got to start putting money away.
Yeah.
Part of the money that we are, that.
Yeah.
And
well, listen, we could take half of this money. And I, that's just, you know.
Did you put that into your budget request?
Huh?
Did you put that in your budget request of what we're going to need to maintain the field?
Well, I reinforce my two line items that are my heavy hitters. I mean, I have to. No, listen, we're okay with this $20,000. We can fix these things.
Yeah.
But and no, I did not, because I just kind of learned about this, and I wrote the budget 3 months ago.
Right.
So, no, we're not prepared for whatever is going to come our way next season. But listen. We have the new carpet for it's the pitcher's mound and the batter's box. It's where
they're there.
Nowhere else. Because that's where they dig in and with the pitcher, you know.
I mean, but if you really walked the baseball field, which I did a couple of months ago, you could see where it's starting to, you know.
Yes. No, these are the versus.
We're going to have problems in a couple of years.
These are metal spikes?
Yeah, and this is what it was. The CIAC told us the teams that are coming to play, you have metal spikes. And, you can't tell them they got to have two pairs of shoes. That's really, really what it came down to.
So come on in and ruin our field. What can you do about it?
Well, listen, they're going to everybody's field. There's only one place that we know of with no turf. Yeah, sorry. So everybody else has it.
And they wear spikes in all those fields.
Well, I mean, the NBL does.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
I would be dictated how to move our field by
and not a county.
Listen, I'm going to tell you.
I know what you're talking about because, I mean,
I will say that this was an exhausted discussion with the committee that Doc Conway put together, which had like 30 people on it, right? Not that they all, but that was not settled rather easily, that, mm-hmm. With the spikes. There was a lot of talk, a lot of back and forth. And Conway did a, he reached out to a whole bunch of ADs who gave it their blessing, as I recall. And they kind of did. So it's not unique to Derby. It may be a little different here. I don't know. But it's not unique to us because, I don't know, that this is this league has 15 teams in it. I mean, it's pretty much uniform for everybody. I don't even know what our kids wear, to be honest with you. They don't have to wear metal spikes. They don't have,
like you said, you don't want to have to get two pairs of shoes, but I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Well, absolutely. What we're seeing right now is like a 4-year lifespan, like those areas.
The field's 5 years old.
Yeah.
We didn't use it for two.
Well, listen, a lot. Okay. I mean,
we could go in.
Yeah.
Because of COVID. So in 3 years, it costs us 20 grand to replace the better sponsors.
Well, there's multiple problems that equal 20. Okay. The batter's box cost us $1,300.
Oh, okay.
Was to install it because we already had the replace thing. All right. Which is probably not cheap. Okay. Because it's bigger than this room.
Right.
Because it fits that whole area. I'm hoping we have another one, but I don't think so. But the next time we do it, we have to buy that as well.
Right.
So it's going to be $10,000. I'm telling you that it won't be cheap.
No. Well, we definitely should build that into the next budget.
Yes.
So the plan.
We're continuing on with this. So I just want to plant a seed about Ryan Complex, supervision, public works, basically the whole shoot and match there, okay? So with this kind of stuff going on, okay, with the wear and tear that we're going to see in the future, remembering, everything there is synthetic. It's not grass. It's not dirt, which rebounds like that, right? This stuff doesn't come back. So I think that the city, we should develop a better supervision plan for Ryan Complex, including public works with pretty much, if we could get a committee, John, where we could discuss, I think public works needs, I wish public works would have a parks division within them for real. Not like, okay, today.
Yeah.
Type deal. Okay. Because this complex requires
a regular schedule.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, today, I'm 67 today.
Happy birthday.
So, I mean, you know the deal.
A better way to spend it.
Yeah. You know the deal with me. I mean, I struggle to keep up.
67, I wish I was that young.
Me too.
In any event,
Me too.
He's in. Mike is already, me and him talk about this all the time.
Great.
So if we can, as far as the building's concerned, we have a plan. We have someone retiring. He's a certified plumber. He's a building manager. He's done that his whole life. He's going to retire and work for us. And it's a really good deal for that building because
this guy identifies things. And then we can get in on them. Listen, he saved us $1,000 on a Saturday when I called him up and he came running up. And we dipped in the bud a problem that back in the last year, I would have had to wait till Monday. It would have been a disaster. And we nailed it down, me and him. And he's, you know, those are the kinds of things that save us money.
Sure. Okay.
Having a professional on the premises. We have that guy, okay, who's retiring in the next few months, and this is what he wants to do. We're going to, the Parks and Rec office, he's getting a computer, everything's going into the computer, and this is what we want to do with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay, all the repairs, you know what, they're all logged, so we know where we are and what's that. I can't do that.
Maybe 10 years ago.
I
should have to, as a manager, you got to have people under you. That,
well, I know, but that's how it's always been. I'm running out of cash.
Fumble, get hired in public works, you can be a plumber, electrician, or a carpenter.
You got to have a skill.
You got to have a license.
Years ago, you remember this, we had, there was somebody, we had an electrician, and we had FEMA? No, what was that?
FEMA program years ago,
Was it FEMA?
And it was another works project.
It was a first works project. FEMA's not the word. And it starts with a C.
I mean, you think about what you're saying, if you had somebody that was a staff at the public works that had those, carpenter, plumber, electrician.
Hey, how about this? I managed three buildings.
In-house, okay. In-house.
And guess what? I'm not.
No, I'm on the fire department. Sure. We didn't have that, but luckily we had guys in the fire department that knew.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which really could
I don't have those guys. So any of that, if we could, Public Works is, Mickey's there for 2 years, whatever. But right now, he's for sure. Me and him talk about this all the time, about a better deal up there. And part of this is the people that use our fields do. So we had a fundraiser this past weekend, the Pink, right?
Right.
And it's a certainly well worthwhile fundraiser.
Right.
The only thing is Thursday morning before Saturday, myself and Mike Piscinieri found out that the Saturday was going to be 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. So the Pink games, it started out as one game.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went to two.
Yeah, and then there was four games, right?
Yeah. Well, so we don't get notified of this. So I had two workers not around. Okay. And, I don't have workers, but two people out of town. Okay. So, I chip in a lot, and I don't mind. Keeps me warm. So we went up there Saturday. They were up there Friday night. We went up there Saturday morning. We took out 7 garbage bags of garbage from Friday night so they could be okay for Saturday. And Thursday morning is when we learned of the extent of what this was actually happening. You know, and like, often. Derby High School.
It was a school, so.
Yeah, it's
that was a question that I had coming up to you, and is what percentage of the field usage, I'm talking basically of, you know, the football and the baseball field, is utilized by the school system? 40%, 50%?
Well,
gotta be at least 50.
Yeah, we have a calendar, springtime, you have your months that are busy, September, the end of August through the beginning of December, Ryan Field, Derby High School football, JV, soccer, JV, girls, JV, pretty much entirely Derby High School. But then we're going to have, we'll have those games with Ole, which should be once a week, once we get started with them. So in the, during those 3 months, 90%.
Mm-hmm. The other reason I'm asking, and I know the school system doesn't have money, but just thinking about upkeep and maintenance.
Well, I'm
talking about now being a, getting something out of their budget.
This is what we want. If they're going to, listen, Pop Warner invites 10 teams to come play. And did we get something from Pop Warner?
There was an email saying that she wanted to come, but I don't see her here. So.
Does she know we're in here? Is she here? I know who she is, but...
Melissa Mongillo?
Get over that door now, because they're all done.
But I don't think Melissa was coming.
I thought she was going to try to get in on
the... Yeah, there was something.
Yeah, I saw the email.
I thought she was
going to
present it or something.
Yeah.
How I read
it. I didn't know if somebody was going to comment or they wanted us to talk about it without them. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is a pretty good list.
Why I like Zoom, I could mute.
I saw that and I'm like, whoa, we had a problem last year with this.
Well, yeah, listen, what we need to do is, listen, fundraisers are fundraisers, okay?
Right.
And I've never done one, to be honest with you, except for my softball team when we went to go play in some other country. But whatever. I don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we make money at the community center, we earn it. You know what I mean? It's not, but that's not, doesn't mean that they're bad. But you know what? You got to stick to the script. Jen, if you got four teams, listen, we had teams playing other teams on their field.
Yes.
You know, Stratford played Trumbull. I don't know who they are, but we really don't like that. And we want to know about that.
Right.
Because Public Works wasn't even going to be at this fundraiser. All right. And if we didn't really pick up on the fact that they were doing 2 days with a whole bunch of garbage, you could imagine what it looked like on Saturday,
right?
Without us knowing.
I guess my question: how the hell did two kind of town teams get on the field without telling us?
Should be going through you, yeah.
How the hell that happened?
They don't.
Well, they have to.
Well, see, that's what this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and this is what we got to straighten out, like, because we don't have this right now.
That's what I mean. I tell you,
we have a new complex, right?
Yeah, right.
And I'm telling you right now, Derby High School and Derby Pop Warner will do whatever they think, please. Honestly,
yeah.
They'll invite whoever they want.
Yeah.
And we got to nip that in the bud.
Right.
I mean, that's listen, fundraisers are okay.
It's like me telling you how to take it to your front yard. And that's telling you.
So we need to meet with somebody or get together with these people.
You know, listen, I believe that this, if we put a committee together, including the maintenance situation that we just kind of talked about, and this also. This is about the complex.
Right.
Okay. So we could tackle this as well and suggest to the full committee. Or we could, I don't know, whatever you want to do. But we got to do this. Because you could tell by the list that Melissa left that they got plans.
Yeah. Budget, registration, clinics, concession for Valley Generals, jamboree dates, playoff dates, field security, season scheduling, share comp dates, and fundraisers.
Yeah.
Mute.
Okay.
What it says.
Right, it does. And all the more reason.
Right.
That we...
And she'd like to talk to us about it. She said, just like, we should like...
Yeah, sure. Well, it's okay. Bring it on. But we need some parameters.
And did you see that? She's trying to get around you by asking for my email address? And I don't have a problem anybody having my email address. But
no, right.
I told you that. You know, give them to me. I don't give it to them.
Well, that's
But that's exactly what I saw that card. But I said, I know exactly what she's doing because she's trying to go around you.
And that happens a lot. I mean, that's kind of always.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, you set the parameters.
Because you let people in.
Well, as they say, yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean, we should know.
Who has the final say?
But I don't have
this. Anything can end up with the ball. Alderman, correct?
Right.
Anything, I think, could end up with that. Until it ends up with them, it's this committee.
Right.
because you're the Supreme Court. This commission avoids the Supreme Court. Right. If you end up with you eventually.
City building, city property.
If needed. It's not Board of Ed property.
No.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm going to get that. Controls all land, not under the direct control of the Board of Education.
Right.
Okay.
Even their buildings are city buildings.
Yeah, but they
just went over that at our last meeting about something. I forget what it was. Well, they want to put a mural on the side of the big middle school, a big mural on the side. Sure. So they got to put people to vote. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, like you said, these two teams showing up on play that you're not knowing about. That's how you kept them.
Well, we found out Thursday, and it was Saturday.
They had a month in advance.
Oh, yeah, sure. They invited them, whatever. And listen, they bring a donation because we leave. They leave thank you notes and stuff. We, you know, they leave them around. So, I mean, it's all, they don't come for nothing.
Yeah.
It's, they're, and, you know, I mean, this is what's going on.
Yeah, and what would have happened if you had already scheduled somebody else to?
Well, that is, you know, that could be. Listen, we find out 2 days before that they're doing this. Oh, well, sorry. I didn't know that. So, so-and-so's coming.
Two towns, I forget their names. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, right.
Why would they play in their own town?
So, listen, this is the pink answer.
No, that's not about the football. I'm talking about the football. Yeah, that was the pink thing, too?
Oh, no.
What's their field? We had a jamboree.
It's a group. It's when you invite a whole bunch of teams to come and play. High schools do it. They'll have four teams there, and then they
scrimmage.
They scrimmage. And
okay,
jamboree is multiple teams. You play like a quarter with Ansonia, a quarter with Seymour. It's more than two teams.
But they make you aware of that, right?
No, they went around.
Well, that's the problem.
No. Okay, let's go back to last year. We told them no, and then they went to you guys. Okay, if you remember.
Oh, it didn't even come to a meeting. It was done.
It was, yeah.
It was going to be at our next meeting, and it never made it. It was all okay.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean.
Not here anymore.
That's exactly why Andy quit.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I haven't forgiven him yet.
We told the top Warner to not bring 10 teams to our field, and she went around us, and they just ended up doing it.
I locked the building down. Lock it down.
That was something of the board ball that we were going to decide, and it was all taken care of. They even came to us, and they did it.
Well, yeah, but we're going to change the commission. And then you leave the board.
Basically gave them the go ahead. They really did. And we weren't going to pick a fight or stop our feet, but. We were, you know, cast aside.
So, in a sense, we have no relevance.
That's why Andy quit. We got to resume.
Let them know what their expectations are, and then we can hold them accountable.
Yes. Listen, the building's new.
Okay.
So, these are growing pains. Yeah. They're kind of normal.
Right.
And you're not going to escape these things.
No.
Everybody's going to try whatever.
Push as far as they can.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, but that's where we're at.
Yeah. I mean, they wanted to move from Little League Field down to the complex, the Pop Warner. That was
Can they still practice up on the top, the Pop Warner?
Yeah.
They practice by the Little League
Field? Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, listen. What's true about our programs is we kind of like it. Little League stays true to the residency and all that.
Right.
Well, and let me tell you, I run youth basketball. They're only from Derby. It's just about eight of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're only from Derby.
Right.
But Pop Warner.
Yeah, I think everybody. Especially their
cheerleaders. Yeah. They're from wherever. As you. got your registration.
I mean, and they did, you know,
The cheerleaders do well.
Yep.
They enjoy them. You know, it's all good.
Yep.
But, you know, the floodgates are open and anybody can come. And same thing with football, if you want. For Pop Warner, you can come from wherever you want.
We have how many teams Pop Warner football?
We got big problems with football. We were down to two, I think.
I know. Yeah. Kane was chilling.
No, listen. Our program, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. You know?
I don't know a lot.
You're
apparently.
You're going to learn.
So you may know this. We do not have a Little League team.
Okay.
A 12-year-old Little League team. We do not have it because we can't field
bad.
How is that?
Okay, well,
we got Little League, Mom, and Apple Pie. We don't have a Little League team. So we're in trouble programming for sure. And which means we gotta roll up our sleeves, man, and do better. But that's what's true about our Park Warner program.
Yep.
They invite others. And again, we gotta reestablish. Again, we really, really not reestablish because we really never did with our new complex. Right. So I just want to see if we can get the ball rolling there, because I envision public, a little different scenario for Public Works, where the concentration up there is kind of professionally set. You know what I mean? Instead of who's going over there today?
Right.
Yeah. Who's here?
You need the same guy who's familiar with the place.
Park foreman.
Yeah. And I'm sure you can work this out with Mike.
I mean, we know what we want. I don't know if we could pull it off money wise and admit it, with everybody else.
Union wise.
That's the thing. Who's getting the overtime, who's not?
Yep.
That's the thing. It all comes down to money, right? Who's getting overtime, who's not?
Who's maintainer one, maintainer two, and so forth, and then
That's what it comes down to.
Anyway. If we could maybe down the road a bit,
so we need to meet with this, all the things that was on this.
Well, I mean, there's no other way.
Yeah, but I don't want to wait till our next meeting.
What about Mangiolo? He said she'd like to meet with us in her email.
I know. So we should do that.
So where is she?
I wouldn't wait till next meeting, then you won't be here either.
I'm going the 1st and 15th, and I don't want to go to the last. I don't even like a last. I'm sorry we bought.
Okay.
I know you swore.
If you can see Russia from there.
They can see us, too.
Yeah, what's that done for her, either? Nothing.
No, I have no desire to go to the last. Don't put that in this.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, a question for you. The guy in the plumbing you talked about, is he going to be one of these three people here? One of these three people in that list? Is that he's going to fill in?
He will be the supervisor.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
That's
he said he's going to retire soon and begin to get there. Okay.
Yeah, listen. He's already on. He's in payroll already.
Okay.
He gets $50 a week from me.
We got to keep him
somewhere else.
Yeah. He didn't retire.
You're trying to get me in trouble?
He didn't retire.
Okay. Listen, we got a good deal.
No, I didn't say you're going to come in. I thought it was great job.
This guy's willing to work for $300 a week.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, he's retired. He got social, whatever. I don't know. He doesn't. And our people that work there mostly. Like being up there.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible job for a retired guy, but getting out and being around. And,
I didn't know if he was going to replace somebody or be
added. No, he's already in it.
Okay.
He's already in it. He had a knee replacement, and he also came down with an illness that set him back a little.
But only 2 years' notice he's going to die.
supposed to retire.
Yeah,
don't go that.
I'm retired 13 years ago.
A little funny story about this guy, but anyway, okay.
I got one more question for you. Summer program.
Okay. We got our money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy. What I asked for was make a better job for the summer program director, mm-hmm. and I gave up $3,000 of my pay to give to the summer program director, and they did. So that person has a better job. It's a much needed. The summer program is the best thing.
I know. That's why I brought it out. I don't want to lose it.
No, putting in a little more money into that is, in my opinion, absolutely the way to go. it's Bradley School. We got all the amenities there. We've got the cafeteria, free breakfast, free lunch. It's just that everybody was underpaid. And we came out of COVID, too.
Yeah.
So it was particularly challenging last year because we had no idea what we were going to be up against. And we found out that we were up against it.
Yeah, pretty good.
So we had to bring in reinforcements and get creative with how we took care of that. But we did. But the summer program, she has a better job, and she's coming back, which is great.
Yeah.
Who was that? Nicole Stockmull, Nicole Mastriano.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But we're and what I wanted to do was kind of back out of it. When I bring the ice in,
we're gonna have to get you buy an ice machine. That's all.
I have an ice machine at the community center that I would love to bring up to Bradley School. They don't have one. The only one we have is at Fieldhouse, Running Field. So, those Gatorade things.
Mm-hmm.
Do we use it at City Hall?
Huh?
We use it at the old City Hall. We use it there.
No, I get these big Gatorade buckets and I fill them up with ice and I bring them up to the camp.
Sure. Every day?
Yep.
Sure.
Nothing. But there's no ice at Bradley School. Believe it or not.
No, they don't have an ice machine.
Oh, they keep anything closed. They have an ice machine that AM Club gave to the community center. All right, we can't use it. It's a bad move to take it. They can have it, but I never even told them yet. See if we can get them to take it before this
program. Is the school open for the summer programs?
Yeah.
So they use the bathrooms and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. If we can get the ice machine, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Public Works can move up from there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're plumbing in order to connect the water line.
Plumbing's not.
Oh, yeah. It's
the same. We just have to decide where it was going. We need a line going in, a drain.
Right. Dennis could do that.
Yeah.
Is this the proposed budget? Is this what they finally gave you?
Yeah.
They gave you the last one? They gave you the numbers.
You know something? Let me read it.
No, I don't know. The budget's set.
Yeah, I know. I'm not bad.
Your numbers were, it didn't quite jive. You're off by about 10,000.
But I mean, they gave you most of the stuff that's listed here accurate for this coming year.
Yes.
So, 10,000 in what way?
I don't
down?
Know. I couldn't
figure it out. It has to be
down. Salary got cut.
Yeah. Salary.
If I looked at it, I could probably.
It's just enough because he only gives you a box number of salary. He didn't break it down like you broke it down. So I
line up.
By line up. Okay. Right. So it's within the salaries there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the sorry.
We'll let Ziggy get it for you.
Yeah. No, my big concern was going to be the contracts. Ryan, at the field house, the new car tracks with HVAC, security, patrol there is our HVAC. I mean, you know, all those guys.
Did they ever finish the or do the PA system?
It's being done right now.
It's being done.
Yeah, take a little time. I mean, there's.
Well, it's being paid by Mrs. Page.
Yes, so I was part of that committee, and then it just, you know, so they dropped me. If I spoke too much, I guess.
$150,000 fencing around all the schools. That's going to be damn nice, too. Seen this, the fencing that they're talking about around all the schools?
Like a Fort Knox type deal? Like, we're just.
Gates and the whole bit.
Yeah, but I thought that. Apart.
They're talking about it in a couple of days at one of the meetings.
What's the purpose?
The Board of Ed didn't want
that. I would love to know. But the quotes was $186,000, and well, it looks like it's going forward.
We got money. It's not city money, right?
I'm sure it's got a grant, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, but, you know.
You should tell them about the ordinance that got approved at the Alderman's meeting. Yeah.
Oh, with a park or no parking from
okay.
We changed the times on it last minute. We had to change because it was 9 o'clock. And Mr. Shutterella brought up that there's events that they're there later than 9, especially at the Payton building. So we can't start towing cars at 9 o'clock. So we changed it to 11. From 11 until 7, I think, in the morning, we put anybody there is going to be towed. We're going to make up the signs, and then they can enforce it. So finally, that's going to get done.
I noticed that
it was two cars. Now there's seven or eight cars there at night.
Yeah. I noticed that one particular one that is, I mean, that person is driving back, going somewhere at night.
Yeah, back. This will be enforced. As soon as we get the signs up, then we can enforce it. But that's going to be also.
These fundraisers that the high school is running for, like the softball program you were talking about, is that considered a school event? So they are given special permission to run it there?
Yes.
So
let me say,
still got to go through you.
I know this is what I didn't know. I didn't know that they added the other stuff. And again, the fundraiser started out as Dirty versus Hansonia.
Right. Yeah, originally. That was like,
and then it went to two games, you know, with JV and varsity. Now they're inviting other teams to play.
It's making it a tournament.
Well, yeah, it's not a tournament, but they just play a game.
Yeah.
But, that's what's going on. So we need to talk about that. Because if we don't talk about it, next year, it'll be the games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all these fundraisers besides that they run, are they scheduled through you or
no?
Do they just run?
They just run.
And that's ridiculous.
Well, that's you know.
That's what you have to sit down and talk about.
Yeah. Because, listen, they're utilizing our program, our city's program. And people sell our field.
Yeah.
I sell it too, but for us.
Yeah, well, you're
it's the money I get.
You're the one.
See
if we can get together. If somebody wants to get together, I mean, we're.
Yeah, I'm available anytime after 4:30.
Something dropped on us.
Available
all day long.
It's not going to be a monumental discussion.
No.
I mean, we really can nail it down pretty quick. Set some parameters. Nobody says you can't fundraise. However, here's the new rules.
So it really should be a one-way conversation. Here's the rules.
Go see somebody else you don't like to deal.
All right, I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:57.
There you go. What do you say?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Don't point on us right away.
I have a lot of information yet.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
21 years.
For the Zoom benefit, the meeting is adjourning at 7:57 p.m. with a motion from Ron, seconded by Bruce.